Okay, Ben, we'll be back from the theater by 11, unless your father springs for an after-show supper. We'll be back by 11. Now, you know where Chrissy's diapers are, and I laid out her pajamas, and I don't think it's a good idea for you to have any friends over.
Hey, Ben, Big Bad Mama's on cable tonight.
Stinky, I think you're going to have to go home now.
I'm not allowed a home whenever my mom and dad rent videotapes.
Hello? Mike, somebody's calling about your car ad!
He's not here. He's outside showing his car to a ripe one.
No, I'm not selling flash or chrome or any space-age ignition systems like the cars you've been considering. I'm talking about reliable transportation from a country that was a major participant in World War II. Did I mention it floats?
Mike, a lot of things float.
I am insulted.
Mike, forget it.
Oh, come on. No, come on, Kale. Do me just this one favor after all the good times we've had together.
Do I count this one?
Not yet. Come on, just drive it, Kale. Look around the block, right around the neighborhood. Right. Whatever you want.
Shut up. I'll take it for a spin.
Great. Have a seat. By the way, you are sitting on something that did not require the slaughter of a single living thing.
Why does it smell in here?
I'll tell you after the check clears.
Where's the key?
Interesting, Carol. I have done away with the inconvenience of keys.
What?
Yeah, you just touch the little red wire to the blue wire. I see my anti-theft system is on guard.
Show me that smile.
We're going to be late for the theater.
Oh, relax, Maggie. Curtain doesn't go up till 8:45.
Oh, well, that's an odd time for a Broadway play to start.
Yeah, well, they have to clear all the dishes.
What dishes?
From the dinner.
Jason, what Broadway theater serves dinner before the show?
Oh, I said we were going to a Broadway play. I didn't say we were going to a Broadway theater.
So we're not going into New York?
Not if you want to make it to Paramus by showtime.
So instead of going to Broadway, we're going to a dinner theater in New Jersey and we're not even having dinner?
Honey, I don't know about you, but when I'm going to see Charles Nelson Reilly, I don't care where he performs.
Hello? Oh, yes, I think it's still for sale. I'll try and find him. Mike!
What?
It's for you. It's about your car.
Oh, thanks.
Are you gonna talk?
Yeah, Deborah, come on. Look, if I look too anxious, then this guy's gonna think something's wrong with the car.
I thought there was.
See? Hello, sir. Sorry for the wait, but I was just out showing my V-dub to a young publishing executive who's test driving it now.
What young publishing executive?
Carol. The deal hasn't actually been finalized yet, and frankly, I don't even like the woman. you could wait till morning, but I think it would be better if you could see it when it's dark. I mean, now, before it's sold. Hello? Hello?
Mike, why do you have to be so sleazy?
Dad, I'm selling a car. Come on, what am I supposed to do? I mean, tell him that the engine's shot, that tires are bald, and the brakes are bad?
Yes.
But then I'd only get what it's worth.
You know, there are times in a father's life when he looks into his son's eyes and he knows he's done a good job. This isn't one of them.
there.
Who's he after? Go around, go around.
Officer, I didn't know you meant me. I've never been pulled over by a policeman before.
I stopped you because of the for sale sign.
Oh, you don't want to buy this piece of junk.
Would you mind turning the engine off, please?
Could you do it? I hate to touch bare wires. Is this car a piece of junk or what?
Can I see your operator's license and registration, please?
Why?
You're operating an unsafe vehicle.
Well, you didn't have to pull me over to tell me that.
Your operator's license and registration, please.
I bet Mike's registration's in the...
Probably buried under all these unpaid parking tickets.
Pardon me?
There must be 40 or 50 in here.
Miss, I'm afraid you'll have to arrange other transportation. Please step out of your vehicle.
It's not my vehicle. If I had a vehicle, I would be happy to exit it. And I promise you, my vehicle would not smell like a cheese factory. Excuse me.
Seaver resident, Sneaky speaking.
I need to talk to Mike.
He's not here.
Well, then my parent.
They're out seeing Charles Manson Riley.
Then let me talk to Ben.
Oh, hi, Carol. How's it going?
Just get Ben.
Hey, Ben, phone for you. It's Carol.
Take a message. I'm in the can.
He's in the can.
Stinky, I need to talk to him. It's a life or death situation.
It's a life or death situation.
So's what I'm doing.
So's what he's doing.
Have Ben find my mom and dad and tell them that I'm in...
Carol, could you hold on? I think there's somebody on call waiting.
No, Stinky. This is more important.
Hello, Seaver resident. Stinky speaking. Oh, hi, Laura. It's Stinky. Ben, it's Laura Lynn.
All right. Hello. Oh, hi, Laura. Uh-huh. Both your parents are gone? Yeah, I think I could stop by sometime tonight. But I think it'll be late. Uh-huh. All right, thanks. Bye. Well, what are you waiting for, Chrissy? Grab Sticky and let's go!
I think he's got that backwards. Ben! I'm not going to answer it. Never for me.
Okay, we know a lot of people try to leave cutesy little messages on their machines.
But not us.
Leave your message at the tone. Do-da, do-da. We'll call back when we're at home. Hey!
Stinky, pick up! Ben, you little rodent, where are you? This isn't funny. I'm in jail, and they're about to douse me. Somebody better do something quick.
But I don't belong in here with common criminals. Thieves, degenerates, lowlifes. Now, I'm sure you cocktail waitresses feel the same way.
Watch out for that little puddle in the corner.
Is she all right?
What do you think?
So, when does the guard get back?
11:30.
I can't wait till then. I have got to go home. I don't belong here.
Oh, Dawn, she melted my heart. What the heck? What do you say we let her out?
You can do that.
Think about this.
If we could do that, would we be here with you? I guess then you probably can't.
What did you do to get in here anyway?
Nothing, absolutely nothing.
What do they charge you with?
You don't understand. People like me don't get arrested.
Oh.
I got straight A's in high school. My father is a psychiatrist. My mother is a journalist. I work in Manhattan, one of the five boroughs of New York. Jail isn't for people like me. It's for people like...
I'll just say it. You!
Okay, I'll make you a deal, Chrissy. You don't breathe a word of where we were tonight, you get another suck box.
Okay.
Jason, I'll admit, I had my doubts about Charles Nelson Reilly doing Othello.
Hey.
But my gosh, the man has range.
Hi, Chrissy. Chrissy?
Chrissy, what are you doing out here all alone?
Man, what's going on here?
I was just gonna give her this, Suckbox.
What'd you call me?
You explain it, Mom.
No, Ben, you explain why you and your baby sister are up past midnight and why she's wearing this jacket.
Hey, she's going through this overcoat stage, but I've been here with her on the couch all evening.
Is that why there are phone messages?
Well, you know what you've told me about not answering the phone when I'm home alone.
Ben, we never told you anything like that.
Oh, right, that was President Bush.
So you've heard all these phone messages as they were coming in?
Sure.
Stinky, pick up! Ben, you little rodent, where are you? This isn't funny. I'm in jail, and they're about to de-louse me.
Jay?
Somebody better do something quick. Is anybody there? Mom? Mom?
Oh, yes, honey, I'm coming!
Hi, Benjamin. This is Laura Lynn. I had a great time tonight. Let's do it again the next time my parents are out.
Ben, this is serious.
You telling me? There's some kid going around this town pretending he's me with my girl.
Seaver! Gerald Seaver!
Yes.
Miss Seaver, on behalf of the state of New York, we're sorry. A fine person like you doesn't deserve to be in jail.
Well, it's about time. Everybody? Our cell mother has an announcement to make.
I'm kidding, twerp. Your parents are here to bail your uptown butt out of here.
Of course I want you in court tomorrow, Sid. You're my lawyer. Well, could you possibly move the racquetball thing? Yeah, our time to see the judge is 8 a.m. They tell us the charge is resisting arrest. Oh. No, it's not Mike, it's Carol. All right, fine. It's all set, fine, it'll be there.
Oh, Jason, Carol's been in this horrible place all evening.
Honey, it's all right. They said she's okay.
Oh, Jason, honey, I'm scared to even think of what went on here tonight with our poor baby. You know how fragile she is. Oh. We're just going to have to try to put our frightened little girl back together.
Where the hell have you been? I have been in jail for 6 hours. A very large woman drooled on me. Prostitutes laughed at me.
Oh, honey, we've all been there. Not there, exactly near, but near, close by the drooling of the large woman.
Can't wait to get that policeman in court.
Yes, well, speaking of court.
All right, now, when do we meet with the lawyer?
Tomorrow, right before we see the judge.
But we need time to gather our evidence, interview witnesses, take depositions.
Wait, it's going to be a lot simpler than that.
Really?
Yes, Feynman says as long as you plead guilty in the judge's chambers tomorrow, there'll be no trial, no hearing, and nothing goes on your record.
Guilty.
Honey, that's not the important thing here. What's important is that you don't get yourself in deeper than you already are.
What's more important than justice?
My car, where the heck is it?
Impounded like I was for 6 hours.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, it was for a while, Mike, but I'm okay now.
They got my cute little car.
Mike, your sister has been through a lot tonight. Can you please show a little compassion?
Oh, sorry about the jail thing. My car back.
Mike, forget your car. This is bigger than your stinking car.
Why? Prison has made you a bitter woman.
Mom, Dad, I want a full vindication, and I will not rest until my name is clear. Good night.
Wait. Carol, this could drag on for months and months. You really want that to happen?
Well, you always told me not to lie, and I don't want to say I'm guilty when I'm not.
What if this thing goes to trial and somehow they find you guilty of resisting arrest? You could go to prison.
I'm innocent.
Carol, sometimes they find innocent people guilty. You got to remember what's important here.
My car.
No, your future.
Mom.
Carol, listen. I know more about this thing than you do, okay? And I'm telling you now, you're going to go down to the judge's chamber. You're going to plead guilty. That's it, period.
And I thought I was out of jail.
And Mike, you, 7:30 sharp tomorrow. We leave for the court, okay?
Me? What do you want me for?
The judge requested your presence. Something about a glove compartment full of unpaid parking tickets?
Whoa, good thing you didn't check the trunk.
Honey, it's almost time. Where's our lawyer?
Don't worry, Maggie. Sid has never let me down.
Hey, this is gonna be so bad. I have a feeling this judge is gonna be pretty cool.
Why?
It says Judge Herman. I mean, how many of these dudes would want you to call him by their first names?
Jason, I'm so sorry. I'm late.
Oh, Sid, it's all right. I'm glad you made it.
So this is Sid?
Sidney, actually. It must be Maggie. Uh-huh. You know, I don't know why we haven't met before.
I do.
Forget what she looks like. Sydney is a qualified attorney.
Wow. So this is what a judge's chambers looks like.
You know, a lot of lawyers don't actually work in the courtroom. She passed the bar, Maggie.
Why? Nobody offered to buy her a drinkie?
You're Carol, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, I'll take good care of you.
I'm Mike, and I could use a little care myself.
I may have to throw you to the wolves to save your sister.
So this is why you didn't mind taking our lawyer out to lunch and didn't mind paying.
Whole judge's joke.
Your Honor, my client...
Hold your water a sec, honey. No. This is the case of the people versus the rude little college girl, right?
Well, I don't really start Columbia till next fall.
Carol, the judge doesn't want to hear about your college plans.
Sure he does. What are you majoring in?
Well, I'm not really sure yet. I was thinking of something in business, but lately I've...
Your Honor, if we may, my client would like to enter her plea now.
Easy, counselor. You act like you're late for a racquetball game or something. Hey, that's a nice dress.
Thanks.
Now... It says here, you're going to plead guilty to resisting and pay a fine.
Well?
That's correct, sir.
Honey?
That's correct.
Uh-huh. You swear?
Hardly ever.
Your Honor, there is something I would like to say.
Call me Herman.
Just Herman?
Sure, why not? It's my first name.
Told you so.
Who the hell are you, sport?
I'm, you know, her brother.
Oh, the parking ticket kid. I'll deal with you later.
Thank you, Your Holiness.
Look, Judge.
Herman.
Herman. I don't think I did anything wrong.
Carol.
Are you a defendant?
No, sir.
You want to be?
No.
Then zip it.
Yeah.
Now, Carol, how do you want to handle this thing?
Well, what are my choices?
Well, as Miss Cairns is here has probably explained, you can plead guilty and pay a fine, or you can go to court and maybe pay a bigger fine, or maybe get a jail term.
Well, could I plead guilty with an explanation?
What's the explanation?
That I'm not guilty.
Sorry, it doesn't work that way.
You see, I was just trying to explain my situation to that policeman, but he took it the wrong way when the door hit him in the groin and arrested me.
Carol... Your mother has something to say.
No, she doesn't.
And I know my parents and everybody else wants me to say I'm guilty. But how can I when I know I'm not?
So you want the state of New York to spend thousands of dollars and hours of work, none of which it can afford, so you can plead not guilty?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, that's how I find you. Case dismissed.
What?
Oh, I think you probably did resist arrest, technically. But I think the Republic will survive if I let it slide. See, I got a problem with people who plead guilty when they're not. just because doing the right thing is too much of a hassle. Now, I know our system of law around here isn't perfect, but I like rewarding people who count its virtues instead of being afraid of its flaws. And by the way, if you're still looking for something to major in the fall, you might try bringing some of that chutzpah of yours into my line of work. Good dental plan.
Thanks, Your Honor. Thank you very much.
Way to go, Carol.
Oh, I almost forgot about that parking ticket thing.
Your Honor, he's...
Mr. Seaver, it says here you had $400 worth of tickets in your glove compartment.
Yes, Your Grace.
This is a VW ragtop convertible, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but what does that have to do...
Well, it so happens that I've been looking for one of those for my no-account grandkid. I'll give you $400 for it.
$400? It's worth at least...
We looked in the trunk, Mr. Seaver.
Sold. Happy motoring.
Good decision. Good decision. Now, if you folks will excuse me, I gotta get back into the courtroom and send some bad guys to the cooler. But just the guilty ones.
You.
It was really something.
I did all right.
Wow. Hey, all those weeks of watching L.A. Law really paid off.
Huh? Dad, I just couldn't.
Hey, Carol, it's me who owes you an apology. Thank God you had the good sense to disobey me.
Pardon me?
Carol, I think what your father means is that sometimes it's just best to ignore him.
Well, something like that.
Thank you. All right. Now I gotta get to the office.
Come on, give you a lift.
Oh, on the way, can we stop at Columbia University?
Sure, why?
I want to pick up a catalog.
Well, don't we have other catalogs?
Not the pre-law one.
Law? Carol, are you...
Dad, I'm just thinking. I mean, it didn't occur to me till last night that something like this could happen to me. And if it can happen to anybody.
Law school?
All right. All right.
Carol becomes a lawyer, we won't need Sid anymore.
Honey, we don't need Sid anymore now.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, we get a peek at what's in store for the Seavers' future. Good thing it's only a dream. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, Norma graduates from college and Jack receives a special gift on Christmas Eve.